All right, so waiting for a car to get towed. So interesting story. Been very interesting day today for me. So I'm over here on 23rd Street in Jefferson. Just got a brand new car. Well, it's a used car at the auction. Finally paid it off today. And then when they're hassling me over the price because I think they charge more than they're supposed to charge me, which is never a good thing. And then, so finally get this car. I won it on Friday. And I checked before, and everything looked good on the car. Like it was driving, and then I drove it out of the auction all of a sudden. That's when trouble began. It just one thing after another. So on my way over to my brother's place, and my engine starts smoking, which is never a good sign. Your engine should never smoke ever, which is bad news. So, engine starts smoking. Luckily, I was able to pull it off of the road, get it kind of close, out of trouble here where I'm at now. And so I pulled it aside, and then over here, guys, I'm plugging a new company. It's the Arizona Iron Supply off of Jefferson 23rd Street. If you need iron, you need some supplies, these guys are going to hook you up because they did an amazing job helping me out today. So I pulled over the car, did what you always do. Because again, my thermostat was heating is on 8, which is bad. You want to be in the middle or lower. Check your oil. This said, check the engine, do a bunch of work on it. So checked it, then pulled over here. And then a really helpful employee of theirs, I'm gonna have to get his name, but he totally hooked me up here. We took a look at it, and when I pulled up the hood, it looked like someone had sprayed a bunch of mustard on the engine. It was gross. Engine, it was just mustard everywhere. I could have brought up my hot dogs, had a little bit of a, with the engine still warm, could have made some hot dogs with some mustard. It looked pretty nasty, gnarly. Now that, well, how are you doing? I'm better. Could be better. Just this car gave me a little bit of trouble, so I had to found out someone put the wrong antifreeze in there, so it completely shut down my car. So now I got to get it towed and get it fixed. So I'm basically waiting for them to come, waiting for AAA to come get me. So you know them. That's like waiting on public, transportation. Man, it could be like 20 minutes. It could be like an hour and a half. You never know. But just trying to, hopefully get it fixed. That's the that's the plan. Nice car. Thank you. Yeah, it's 01 Saturn. I just got it from the auction, so they hooked me up. But I took just about everything. Took all the money I'd saved up to get it. But
what happened? What did you tow truck?
No, I'm waiting 90 minutes.
Wow.
So I'm still here. Unless you want to take another crack at it, man. If you got, unless you want to take another crack at the, no. He's like, no.
You have to take the ready rough.
Yeah.
All the hoses, and do it in a flash. Yeah. So they clean them up the block.
I have a friend of mine who's out in Gilbert, so I'm actually going to take my, I'm going to take the car over to him.
Yeah.
So I told my dad and him, because he's our kind of family guy, and he takes care of it. Hey, what was your name again? What was your name?
Efrank.
And I'm Scott. But yeah. Seriously, thank you. You saved my bacon, man. I'm telling you, if you hadn't told me that, I would have been spending like $300.
More
probably. Yeah.
Yeah, more.
They probably like, oh, it's gonna be. They probably tried to say the old gasket broke, and I'm sure they probably would have pulled that on me.
Yeah, but like I told you, all that gunk has to come in out of the hoses.
Right.
All the gunk and all the hoses where runs water. Take them out. Watch the reservoir, take the reservoir out and clean them out real good.
Yeah.
And then put them back on. And the same on the radiator.
Yeah.
Take the radiator off and power wash. Hoses.
Okay.
Hoses, everything coming out. And then after you got everything clean, do it in a flush. You can buy the flush on any auto parts and put in a flush.
Okay.
And let it run for a couple of hours. Running with the flush. And then rinse it out and put the antifreeze.
Right.
Because if you don't do that, that gulp is going to stay down there on the block.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. Good luck, man.
Thank you. Hey, again, I appreciate all your help you did for me. You know, you saved me.
Right.
Hey, I'm coming back here. Matt, when I come back around, you got lunch. I'm taking you lunch in the same.
All right.
Yeah. He's the one who helped me get it figured out. So yeah, I'm just hanging, waiting for these guys to come pick up the car. So. I'm hoping, I need it, man. Everything's been just, everything's hit me all at once. I'm looking for a new place. I have a job that starts next week. I don't sing country music, but I have like the country, and then my girlfriend just broke up with me, so I have like the country music song going right now. So basically everything's just kind of hit me at full force, but I'm one of those people, I know I'll bounce back from it. I'm not too worried about it. It's gonna. I'll bounce back. You know, I'm not too worried about it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, I can make it. I know we'll all make it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. All right.
Thanks for hanging with me for a little bit. You know.
Okay.
All right. You may see me around. You know. You never know. Okay. Bye. So now we wait on AAA. So A-Frame, that's the guy who helped me out. Okay. So he's the dude who helped me. So there's Arizona Iron Supply guys. Come. A-Frame is a dude, awesome dude. He will help you. Maybe. I just lucked out, but he's going to help you if you need any. If you aren't sure about your mechanic stuff, he'll help you out. So. And again, I'll continue the story here in just a few more seconds. Good morning, everybody. What's up? It is the Great Weight Podcast. I know we've been away for a little bit, so apologize about that. We've, I've been working on a few things. I've, unfortunately, I've needed to move to a new place, so I've been doing a lot of apartment hunting. Been looking for a new car, which I'm actually going to go pick up. So I'm recording this because I am on my way to go pick it up here. I'm actually going to get a Lyft, and I want to run a new segment where it's where we talk with your Lyft driver. So my Lyft driver, her name's Debbie. She's got a 5-star rating. I'm just going to chat her up, you know, like I normally chat people up. In Lyft car, you guys can kind of see kind of how it goes. It could be a future segment. I'm not sure. So we're going to give it a go, see how it goes. But so far, man, I got a newer used car is what I got. In case you guys are wondering, I got a Saturn, an 01 Saturn L303, like the nicer one, I guess. Got it for $1,500. So the auction, but then they of course, like everywhere, like every dealership and stuff, they tack on fees and stuff. Like, so I'm gonna have to end up spending like $1,400 more today to get it. So. But I will be driving that soon. I gotta be careful driving. I don't like to be one of those dudes on the videos driving, so I may not do that. So you guys may see the car here in a little bit, but I'm gonna be on my way to getting my used car. Matt and Sasha, they are bummed out because they know this is their last week getting to see me for a little while. So we're gonna have a little good, cool send off. Me and my dogs. Anyways, guys, Great Weight Podcast. I'm also previewing a new song that you guys just heard at the very beginning of this. So we'll be back once I get in my Lyft, and see you guys in a little bit. So, yeah, my girlfriend's going to come get me, which is good. So,
what part of the West Valley do you live at?
So I live in Avenue. So I live on, it's Avenue Boulevard and like once, like right by Durango by the high school.
Does that look right?
Looks like a shop. Yeah, it's a shop. Yeah. Our family friend guy owns a mechanic place. So.
Oh, okay.
So he's gonna take a look at it for me. So good news is, I'll probably get a friend and family discount. Bad news is I gotta wait a few days. But I started a new job a week from today.
Uh huh.
But. Everything's been coming at me. Like, I got the new car, Because my, because like I said, my Honda's on its last legs. Mm. And then, and
you got a picture of your Honda?
Yeah.
The bad part about Hondas is they get stolen.
this may go down as the just one of those days where nothing bounces right for me. So found out I may bought a dud, so I might have to look into the possible loving laws with my car just bought, which isn't a good thing, but it's found out I gotta get some major work done. I didn't think it was gonna get done. So Sierra Auction sold me a junky car. It says it was a clean title, but it wasn't a clean title. Comes to find out, needs some work. So now I'm stuck out here in Gilbert, walking around, roaming around like a nerd on the phone. So I got to wait for my brother to come take me back to my house. But yeah, so and then my car I got. So basically, I screwed myself. I could fix my car, my Honda that I originally had. Spent the money I had, fixed it, and not worry about any of this. I got too greedy. I got too impatient. What happens when you're patient and greedy? And you want something right away, it can blow up in your face. And I am living proof of that today. And there's a mega episode that's the case, man. So then, so I'm stuck with. I might be stuck with a dumpy car that there may not be any parts for, so which is awesome. So so another lesson: don't buy a car at an auction without doing homework and being able to actually drive it. You're stuck with a lemon car like I did, and that's never a good thing. So alright guys, hey, this is a very deluxe episode of the Great Weight Show. Still on location. I roam around here in Gilbert again, and hope you enjoyed this episode. And shout outs to State Farm Insurance for helping me out transferring my insurance. Shout out especially to Arizona Iron Supply on 23rd and Jefferson Street, guys. 130 Jefferson Street. Go check those guys out. Efrain, those guys are awesome. Especially Efrain, he's a go check them if you need iron. I don't know. I think they sell iron supplies, but they go check those guys out. They're studs. They helped me out today. Also, AAA, thank you so much for hooking me up too. Appreciate it. So if you guys need a lift, go to AAA. They'll help you out. And I do the premium, like the plus one. It gives you 100 miles tow free, which helped me out to get my car towed. So Manny was my tow driver. I just heard him when we were talking. So thanks to them. And then, of course, thank you for listening. Wherever you've listened to this extended episode, appreciate it. If you listen to the whole episode, you're awesome. And feel free to support the show if you want to on a monthly basis. I'll even hook you up, man. If you do the maximum support monthly, you'll get a free shirt from me. You might have to pay shipping, so it's going to be like $5 for the shirt. And any exclusives on music, I'll hook you up on that too. So again, thank you guys so much. I am now walking around Gilbert aimlessly, feeling a little bit defeated that I made a huge mistake when I shouldn't. The time I couldn't afford to make a mistake, I've made a mistake, and that's not the time that you want to do that, of course. So, anyways, I'll give you guys updated on the car in the forthcoming episodes. But again, thank you for listening to this extended episode. We had some behind the scenes on me when I got my car and all the different parts of the journey today. So, again, thank you so much for being fans and friends of the Great Weight Show. And just have a great day.